Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Church Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Service with Pastor McCarty. What we were going to be doing is, first, I want to read a word from God. And, you know, God has been working with me, of course, with this sermon all day and all night. And he has, there's some things that he wanted me to start with, and that's what I shall do. If you have your Bibles, it's in Matthew 4th chapter, the 17th verse. And this is after Jesus had been teaching for a while. But it says, from that time on, Jesus began to repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. So, or the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means that it's something that's reachable. It's at hand. It's near. We do have to repent from our sins. You know, it makes me think of what with Jesus when they wanted to stone her because that was the law, which was to stone any adulterer. And Jesus stopped them and said, those without sin cast the first stone. And he looked at Mary Magdalene and told her, go and sin no more. We're all in a constant battle every day to subdue our sinful nature. By nature, humans are sinful. We were born into sin. That's why Jesus had to pay the debt of his life and his blood for us so that we would not have any sin that we've done, think about doing, might do anything, every sin. So, what should we be doing as Christians? Now, it is preparing people for the coming of the Lord. It is preparing them by letting them know the good news is that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, will take care of you, will bless you abundantly. He doesn't want you sad or feeling guilty about anything, because there's no condemnation in the kingdom of God once Christ had died on the cross. He paid the debt, so we cannot be charged again for the same crime. It's just like the legal system we have here in the United States. All right, everybody. We're going to start with a little praise and worship before I get into the word, as I get more into the word. First up is Golden Thread by Catherine Kendricks. And I'm picking this because there's so much going on in the world, you don't even know where to start to tackle it. And this is why I went into prayer, Father and the Son, and asked, how do you even, excuse me for a moment, how do you even tackle all the things that have been happening? And God said, little by little, precept by precept, and here's Golden Thread by Catherine Kendricks. Everybody, let's praise and worship him for a while, and then I'll come back with the word.
So far.
That was Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick, everybody. And next up on the mic, we have I'll Stand with Lady Von Sale Belt and Reverend R.L. Bush. And here we go.
I wanna give up, I wanna throw in the towel. witness here. I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That's why I've decided I'm gonna stand until your will is clear to me. Can I get a witness out there? I'm gonna stand.
Yes, I will.
I'll
oh, yes. I'm gonna stand.
That was Lady Vancell Belcher with Reverend R.L. Bush with I'll Stand. Everybody, welcome to the Dirty Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I'm Pastor Angela McCarty, and I will be bringing you the word for the day. I just wanted to get our spirits in order with a little music, a little praise for the God that we serve, the great I Am. For the King that we serve, Jesus Christ. He's our Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's our everything and our all in all. And this is who we go to now instead of the teachers like the Pharisees. Jesus always felt that the Pharisees were hypocritical. They would control people by the law of God and condemn them. And when Jesus came, he began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. You know, we are all born with a sinful nature. We are born into sin. We sin sometimes and don't realize that we actually have sinned against God. So I always pray for myself and tell other people to pray for God to correct and perfect those things in me that is unworthy to you. And this is something that we all have to do as we evaluate our life, evaluate the things we have done and the things that we plan on doing. You know, God is never caught by surprise when we come up with our plans. What he wants us to do is include him and follow him. He said, I will guide your steps if you just follow me. Now, I wanted to read from Matthew, 5th chapter, the first all the way to the 11th, you know, whole 5th chapter of Matthew. And I'll give you a moment to grab your Bibles if you want, or write down Matthew 5:1-11. All right. Amen. May the words out of my mouth be pleasing to you, Lord, as I read the word of God. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and he sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them the Beatitudes. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice, be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For the same way they persecute the prophets who were before you, they will persecute you. What Jesus was trying to leave for us in the teachings that he gave his disciple in this particular teaching, he was a blueprint of what he said. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for those who were unsaved. He came for those, you know, and what happens when you think that Christ came for the sin of the righteous, and we all are born into sin, and we get fleshy, that means he's here for all of us, every last one of us. Love your neighbor, every last one of them. If you don't agree with someone, you can discuss it with them privately, like the Bible instructs us to do. And if he still doesn't listen, you can bring someone with you, and you two can discuss it again with the person privately. But we are not supposed to insult and put down each other on the street corners and on Facebook, and which is where this is all coming from. You know, I've been reading so much stuff on Facebook, and a lot of it is coming from Christians who are defending what they feel is true about what God has said. I am only challenging people to let Christ handle those things, and we become more spiritual and not be concerned about the things of this earth. We do not belong to this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. We belong to a royal priesthood in the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to read further. It says, I'm going to read a different chapter, a different verse for you. Can you hold for one moment? No, well, I'm going to stay where I was. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. And to keep peace when you're a Christian. Christians should be able to walk in a room and call on peace, and peace will be still and be among that person who call for peace. Being a Christian comes with mighty powers, but those powers have to be used constructively and not destructively. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. All of us, every last one of us, have fallen short of the glory of God. Every last one of us has sinned against God's laws. Every last one of us have lied sometime in our life. You know, maybe you stole a pen from work, or walked out of a grocery store and forgot to pay for something and didn't take it back in and pay for it, which is stealing. You know, we do these little things sometimes not consciously, but they just happen because that's our human nature. Christ wants us to be spiritual. Christ wants us to look at the world through a spiritual eye, knowing that God is in control of every single thing that is going on. He does not need our help. What he needs is for us to continue to go out and spread the good news that Christ is coming back, that the kingdom of God is at hand, that we can get what we want to because we have sown good seed and it's time for our harvest. This is just the things that we need to do as Christians in order for the world to pay attention to what we are trying to say. We just can't quote something from the Bible and expect people to just absolutely accept what you have said for wisdom, understanding. And you have to pray the mysteries of the Bible for you, because when the Holy Spirit, you know what it means. The Spirit first, before we want to react to those things that they are offensive on this earth of the God Christ in the kingdom of heaven. Tell people about the that they can be forgiven, that they don't have to live anymore. You can come out into the light because Jesus cared about you. Those who need him. If you are righteous and are saved, and I want to say if you're righteous, I want to say if you're saved, and you're a Christian. One of the things that we have to remember as Christians is our bedrock belief is wrapped up in forgiveness. Just like the family of the South Carolina shooting, has forgiven the assailant. This is how Christianity should be viewed, because it will make the world wonder, what is it about your belief system that would even allow you to be able to slaughter one of your family members just out of hate? What is the power of forgiveness so great that it brings peace to those who are forgiving? And the Christ also said, you're going to be forgiven at the measure that you forgive other people. And you're also going to be judged at the measure that you judge other people. So what do we do when we don't agree with what the world is doing or saying or presenting? We get on our knees. We pray to our Savior. We continue to teach and preach. We let our light in the darkness so those who see God. We can't just isolate ourselves and be around like my not the key. That is not why those and set with the tax collectors and the sinners and the high priest questioned the disciples about this. Why do we set sinners? And Christ simply said, if you're healthy, you don't need a doctor. And if you're already righteous, salvation. Christ. That we should be focusing on as the body of Christ. Some things are not our business. Don't think that God is not in control of everything that's happening in the world, from all of the terror attacks to just everything that's happening in the world. God is still in control. And as a believer, we have to stand on that solid word that he's in control. And thank him so much for saying that blessed are those who are not 100% strong. Blessed, again, those who are pure at heart, for they will see God. that means if you're coming with a pure heart, I'm not saying an unsinful heart, a pure coming, and you earnestly want to know exactly what God and Christ has to say to you. So that's what an earnest heart is. But he gave this sermon and taught his disciples, that is the ones that are out there hurting, it's the ones that are still in the darkness, lost, that he even came for. So as his disciples, we're supposed to be actively looking for those people as well and telling them, hey, have you heard? He is risen and he lives today. And with him in your life, there's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that you can't achieve. With Jesus Christ in your life, there's a freedom that comes with that that the world cannot give you. Have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, they're blessings that are meant just for you. This, having him as your personal Savior, also means walking, talking, and acting like him. So before you react to any situation, you need to ask, what would Jesus say? Not what would everybody else say in the Bible. And I'm not saying that any word in the Bible is not true. All I'm saying is that this is what Jesus said. This is what Jesus said. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. If we begin to look at ourselves spiritually and look through our spiritual eyes, as Lady Von Zell said on our interview, close your eyes so you can see. And close your eyes so you can see through that spiritual eye. Because there is where you find God. And there is where you through that spiritual eye. Spirit. There is no condemnation. If you repent of your sins, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't know, please forgive me of my sins, he'll forgive you. If you fall and sin again, he'll forgive you again. If you fall and sin again, guess what? He's going to forgive you again. He's going to forgive you because he loves you and cares about where you end up, how you feel about yourself, and letting you know that he's here personally. So you talk to your Savior about your life, and he will guide your steps. Amen. And the Father, I close the sermon with saying, may peace be with you. May peace always abide in you, and may the Lord give you peace. All right, everybody. Next up is DJ Frankie Vibes, Gospel House Mix. DJ Frankie Vibes is our resident DJ, as you know. And he is beginning to teach the word before his mixes on the House of Inspiration show. Everybody, definitely tune into that every second Tuesday of the month, every third Tuesday of the month, I'm sorry. DJ Freaky Vibe will be bringing the word as well as bringing his mixes. On the second Tuesday, we'll be hearing from Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath as she teaches Christian life coaching. Clarify your life. Also, we have the youth show that's coming up this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I hope that you'll be able to join us for that as well. Okay, everybody, let's get the mix going on, and I'm just gonna pick one, and we'll together find out what it's all about. All right, here we go, DJ.
That's how the good Lord works. just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands? Somebody just stomp the feet. Will everybody just clap your hands?
Thank you. Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe on the ones and twos. God bless you, everybody.
That was DJ Frankie Vibe with the Gospel House Mix for the week. Everyone, I would encourage you to go to our website. We have many, many resources there for you. We have Bible study, a Youth for Christ show, House of Inspiration with DJ Frankie Vibe, sermons and YouTube videos by me. Also, we have our Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath, and her Christian life coaching as well. We try to give you every type of way that you can receive the word of God, that you can start having and accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. And actually, if you haven't accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to do so now. All you have to do is repeat after me. I make you my Savior. Come into my life. Cleanse me of everything that's unpleasing to you. I'm your willing servant. Amen. You pray that prayer, and all of a sudden, you make yourself a receptacle for God to use. Remember that we are not here to judge each other. We're here to love each other. God, Christ said that the two most greatest commandments was that we love God with all our heart and soul, and that we love each other the way he loved us. That's what we have to do as Christians, regardless of what we like or not like, or if we don't like the picture on the TV, you can't turn it. It's what he has commanded us to do, to love one another the way he has loved us, period. Everyone, it was a pleasure bringing this word to you today. I will be doing more sermons as we go further. It will be on Sunday as part of a worship and praise service. So, as we round down to the end of the show, I just want to remind you to read all of Matthew 5th chapter, because it's really a roll call of the things that are blessed when it comes to Christ. And they're not all strong and no, you know, things. They're he likes us in our weakness. He likes us in our mess. He likes us where he can use us and he can mold us and he can present God to us and be our witness in front of God, saying that we're trying or whatever we're doing, but that we are working on our spiritual life. You know, this is a personal relationship that you have with God and a personal relationship that you have with Christ. We do join together and worship together with each other or with the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. We do that in spirit and truth. Whenever you listen to the show, you'll be in the spirit that I was in. I hope and I look for the Lord to bless you with the words that came out of my mouth, which were directly from him. Everybody needs salvation. All of us. None of us are perfect. None of us know the right combination. None of us know exactly what it takes to get into the kingdom of heaven. Because Jesus even said the path is wide, but the doorway is narrow, because we won't get it. And what we won't get is that love is the key. Love heals everything. Love is God. God is love. And so we have to love one another. He didn't say anything about light, but he said you have to love them, despite of them being a sinner just like you. All right, everybody. I thank you for letting me come into your ears. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art. Now, we play this at the end of every song, every show, just because God is great. And we want to give him the praise and give him the worship and give him all the glory about what the show is about. And so hopefully it blessed you and it touched you. If you want to contact me, Sister Poochie at JourneyHomeMinistries.org is my email address. Or definitely go to the website and just do a contact, and someone will get back to you. All right, everybody. It's How Great's Our Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, blessings, and I will see you next week.